RIFT, connu pour être le berceau de l'humanité,
la chronique scientifique interdisciplinaire qui va vous parler du RIFT africain.
Sujet d'étude passionnant pour les scientifiques qui travaillent sur le mouvement des plaques tectoniques.
Le RIFT est africain est une grande structure géologique que l'on trouve dans la partie est de l'Afrique et qui se poursuit en direction du sud jusqu'au Mozambique, qui nous montre comment naissent les océans.
RIFT, c'est tout de suite sur Divergence FM.
Et il est pratiquement certain que cette faille s'agrandira encore.
Thank you for having me here in this podcast. My name is Thomas Kitacho. I am from Ethiopia, but currently living here in France, studying my PhD in the field of vertebrate paleontology in the laboratory of Palibov Prim at the University of Poitiers under the supervision of Dr. Jérôme Boisry, CNRS Research Director, and Professor Maka Hassan from the University of N'Djamena in Chad. My PhD project focuses on investigating the paleoecology and evolutionary dynamics of elephantids discovered from hominin-bearing sites in Eastern Africa, Afar and Turkana Depression in Ethiopia and Kenya, as well as Central Africa, Jura Desert in Chad. Fossils of proboscidean elephants and their extinct relatives from these sites are abundant. There were more than 6 different species living the same place and well documented. Studying on these groups of animals is useful for understanding their evolutionary and dietary history. I'm interested in studying their dietary ecology based on dental wear and stable isotopic content of their teeth. This is because several study results suppose that habitat predictions based on fossil herbivores to reconstruct paleoecology, paleoenvironmental context in sites related to early hominin evolution are essential methods to understand when, how, and why do changes occur. Today, elephantids, unlike their neogene ancestors, are represented by 2 genera and 3 species, 2 of them living in Africa, commonly called savanna elephants or Loxodonta africana, and forest elephant or Loxodonta cyclotis. The other commonly called Asian elephant, Elephas maximus, living in Asia. These are the largest herbivores, mammals, walking on extant earth. They are responsible for modifying the surrounding habitat, hence they are ecosystem engineers who significantly influencing the surrounding habitats and associated mammalian groups. Thus, this project has 2 main objectives. The first objective is to conduct a taxonomic evaluation of proboscidean species, primarily based on their morphological and biometric characteristics. This will help to identify the variation within different groups of species of elephants. The second objective is to examine their role in shaping the general habitat, particularly their paleoenvironmental context and their coexistence with other mammalian communities, especially hominids. As far as we are concerned with human evolution, several scientists have the following common questions. Where did we come from? Where were we? Moreover, what was there around us? To adequately address this question, we must look for the appropriate fossiliferous sites. Thus, you cannot tell the history of human, how we became human without the Pliocene and Pleistocene Eastern and Central African faunas. These are the most vital collections and museums we have today. Therefore, in general, my dissertation project will contribute to the understanding of how environmental change during the late Miocene to middle Pleistocene impacted the habitats of megafauna, which were shared with many other animals, including hominins.
RIFT, connu pour être le berceau de l'humanité, la chronique scientifique interdisciplinaire qui va vous parler du RIFT africain.
Sujet d'étude passionnant pour les scientifiques qui travaillent sur le mouvement des plaques tectoniques.
Le RIFT est-africain est une grande structure géologique que l'on trouve dans la partie est de l'Afrique et qui se poursuit en direction du sud jusqu'au Mozambique. Qu'il nous montre comment naissent les océans.
C'était RIFT sur Divergence FM.
Et il est pratiquement certain que cette faille s'agrandira encore.